Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
Would this be your walk-up music if you're a professional baseball player?
I have no choice.
Yeah,
it's gotta be now. Been bestowed upon me for almost 20 years.
His music is so much better than my intro music.
Stop whining, Panos. It's a great song.
Hey Joe, by the way.
You did.
I did.
And then you became Mr. Halloween, and it became Shake for Halloween.
Song ever. Thank you, Eric.
We're going to play it before you leave this morning.
First world problems. Bad walk-up music.
Zabin's got his theme coming up too in just a little while too. Ooh. That's like the one that is like Pavlov's Dogs for me.
We're all just the opening act for that. Anytime you hear that song, you think, oh, Zabe.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I heard it women's volleyball the other night. Beach volleyball. Playing in the background. Oh, wait, no, it's volleyball.
Station volleyball.
Is Zabe running on the court?
You automatically think that.
Well, good morning, Drew. How are you?
I'm fantastic, boys.
Oh, man. What a miserable day for Brewer fans yesterday.
Eric said
two in one day.
There is when they got rained out in April, this date was circled on the calendar as a day everybody dreads because a day-night split doubleheader at Wrigley Field, the worst thing that can happen in Major League Baseball these days because you're 18 hours in the crappiest facility for visiting players in the major leagues where you can shower, shave, eat dinner, and have your morning constitutional, all without leaving your locker, the chair in front of your locker. You do it all right there because it's so cramped and small. It's terrible. And then the only thing worse than that is losing two games. The only thing worse than that is getting your starting pitcher and your
and he scored one run in 18 innings,
hurt.
Too.
Yes.
That's
so
pretty
bad. Yeah, the trip from hell. It's already the trip from hell. You're playing the Cubs. You're playing your rival. You lose two, and then Chase Anderson and Ryan Braun are hurt. Ryan Braun, we don't know how long it's going to be. Sprained left knee, slightly sprained ankle as he slid into the wall.
Yeah, they're going to take a peek, right? They're doing an MRI on it.
I would imagine, yeah.
And Chase Anderson takes a line drive.
Yeah. So it was just a horrible day. All
took
around.
It where? And,
thigh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's hoping to make his next start. We'll see.
But he left the game after three batters in.
Yep. These are the dog days, gentlemen. So a day-night doubleheader is bad, and the Brewers made it worse. They almost got blanked for the entirety of the doubleheader.
One run.
Yeah, one run in the ninth inning of game two.
Which would have been one more thing to add. You can still throw in there one run in 18 innings. But
it's still bad.
Yeah. Oh,
that's
still
horrible.
But it can only go one notch worse. No runs in 18 innings.
And you guys remember when the Cubs were sputtering? They were taking on water a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, they were.
And the Cubs fans were panicking, and I'm like, shut up. Your team is good. And suddenly now they're really good.
And you know what?
If
you're a Cubs fan, and I don't mean to give Cubs fans more hope than they should have, but this is a really good team they have.
It is.
No doubt about it.
No doubt.
And when they were sputtering, I'm thinking, this is fine. You want to do this now, not in September or October.
We say that every fall. We say it's not the best team that wins, but the hottest team that wins.
And then they came back, and what have they won? How many in a row? They won 10 in a row before they lost the other night. Yeah. And now that,
it's been ridiculous. And meanwhile, the Giants couldn't lose a game. And then now since the All-Star break, they've been horrible. I think they're the worst in the major leagues, but they're still tied for first place in their division. So it's just these little hiccups in it. You always forget how long the season is. You're going to have slumps. You're going to feel like, king of the world. And you're going to feel like the guy sweeping the gutter.
I hate to talk about the Cubs more, but is there any reason, and I'm looking for anything here and I'm trying to be objective, is there any reason to just not hate them? I mean, Joe Maddon's a great manager. He's very friendly with the media, always says something good, only speaks highly of his players, doesn't come out and rip anybody. They've got a bunch of young, good players.
Didn't the DJ play the in an inappropriate song for Aroldis Chapman, who had a little domestic violence thing in his past?
Yeah, the other night.
There you go. Oh, we hate their game production.
Well, they fired him.
Yeah, well.
They fired that dude. He's
other
gone,
than that, so. there really isn't. It's been so long.
They're almost like the likable Cubs. And
you hate them because of tradition.
Tradition and geography. Mm-hmm. Other than that, it's going to be a little bit, seeing them get to the World Series, if they win a World Series, it'll be a little bit like Boston where you're no longer lovable. Now you're a pain in the ass.
That wore off quickly with the Red Sox.
Well, yeah, they won a couple World Series, and it's like, that was a great story when they made that Jimmy Fallon, Drew Barrymore movie. I wonder what the movie's going to be about the Cubs.
With the Red, it'll be Vince Vaughn and somebody.
Oh, probably.
Yeah.
There was a reference to that in Lost, too.
the Cubs?
No, the Red Sox winning. Okay.
So they became less lovable, and their fans have, you know, they're kind of due, aren't they?
Well,
they kind of deserve it.
Well, deserve, due, yeah, but
Drew,
deserve's
got nothing to do with anything in sports. It's just not the way it works.
I guess you're right. That if it's their year, well, it's a tough tournament though, and they look good, but you just never know.
Well, when the Red Sox won the World Series, it was like, oh, they finally, isn't that nice? They finally won, and the bloody sock and blah 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 and all that. And then we find out, well, they have the second biggest payroll, only to the Yankees. You know, it's not like, you know,
they were getting sports rewards from the Patriots. Celtics fans.
Yeah, it's not like
they weren't completely buried. Yeah, exactly.
Sitting up in the Northeast going, boy, when are we going to win something?
Boo.
Yeah.
Jay Cutler's still their quarterback.
Yeah. who else should we be watching in baseball right now? I mean, the Brewers are, it's kind of about where we thought it would be after the
trading Lucroy and trade. Yes, they're still your companion. You still check in on them, but, you know.
But they're doing what I thought they would do.
Who do you like? The Cleveland Indians. There's another long-suffering city that won with basketball and LeBron. They're in first place, quietly. They could be a story. It's just watch a show. Zabin's team is doing decent.
Yeah, but
Just released Jonathan Papelbon, though.
But people in D.C., because of what the Capitals have done to them, they take so little from this out of the regular season.
Yeah, I mean, they're not that amped about it. They've been in the past. Are you following Texas at all because of Jonathan Lucroy? They're in first place.
I got an eye, and they won again last night, 5-4. Yeah.
So focus on individual players. Focus on Damian Magnifico, new Brewers pitcher. Got called up, made his major league debut yesterday in the 8th inning of game 1. Damian Magnifico.
What a great
jersey. Sounds like a magician's name.
Yes, doesn't it?
And now,
one molecule away from Nacho Libre.
He's Italian, and if he does anything in the big leagues, you know how many jerseys they're going to sell with this guy's
Magnifico
name?
Magnifico on the back? Yeah, no kidding.
Awesome.
No kidding.
He's my favorite jersey since the Phillies had a player named Anthony Bastardo.
You Bastardo,
right?
Like, say, it sounds like something you'd say in traffic to somebody. Bastardo.
Why in Spanish?
Why would I wait to get a Magnifico jersey? He's
like,
here
not?
Now.
He's here now.
He may be gone,
Magnifico. It's always going to be good.
Yeah, right.
It's a great baseball name. He'd be the first guy in the major leagues to be named Magnifico.
Wouldn't you want to be the first guy at the ballpark to be wearing a Magnifico jersey?
I heard you asking Joe before if he'd been back to Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Since he didn't play. Chase Utley, who's with the Dodgers now, made his return to Philadelphia. First time he'd played there, and he's a fixture there on their teams that won World Series.
Sure.
All he did was hit two home runs, including a grand slam, and got curtain calls because the fans there love him. So you know, Joe.
See, Joe,
I went to the Phillies home opener. They're a great venue.
Yeah, Citizens Bank Park.
Yeah.
Right there. It's fantastic. And they... But the fans loved him, and he stepped up, and it was one of those great moments.
In Philadelphia, they did that part.
They
didn't
boo Santa Claus.
They didn't just let him have it.
And they booed the Easter Bunny and Santa Claus. They loved them.
They pelted Santa with snowballs.
I think Philly's getting soft, Joe.
Hard as hell. Still,
they have a soft spot for Chase Utley, but they're not soft. But that was a cool moment, too. So just keep your eye on moments like that.
Thanks for the time.
You bet.
Talk to you next.